Hallelujah. Name which is Christ. We commence our morning classes sharing.
Hallelujah. 奉主圣名，我们开始我们早上 聚会.
First, we'd like to praise and thank God that He gave me the opportunity to come here to have fellowship with all of you.
首先要赞美感谢神，给我有机会能够来这边与大家一起团契.
I think since I became a minister, I think Irvine is the last church that I come here to have for a special convocation.
我想自从我成为传道以后 尔湾教会是我最后一个教会来帮忙协助灵恩会工作的。Actually,
for the last year, God had blessed my family and I so much.
那去年，神祝福我的家庭很多。During
last year alone, 8 of my family members baptized.
就是在去年，我家一家有八个人一起来受洗。And
it's truly praise and thank God.
真的感谢赞美神。I
could never imagine that 8 of my family can come and know the true and living God.
我从来没有想象过，我有八，我家有会有八个人来相信神，来加入我们教会。Not
only that my biological parents, my mother and my father, is currently living with us.
那不但如此，就是我生我的父母，他们也来一起跟我们住。
I have not lived with them for 26 years, so this is the first year that truly I can live with them. It's a great blessing for me.
那我26年没有跟他们一起住，那这是第一年我跟他们一起住，那真的感谢神，这是神的大恩典。
And not only that, my two nieces and nephew also are living with us.
不但这样，我有两个侄儿侄女，他们也都跟我们一起住。
So overnight, my wife and I had triplets.
所以过了，就忽然间，我跟我太太就忽然有三个孩子。
But the most wonderful thing is that everyone who's in our house when they're all baptized.
那感谢神，就是我们每一个在我们家里的人，大家都受了洗。
And all of them received the Holy Spirit except for the 4-year-old one.
每一个人都得到了圣灵，除了那个4岁的孩子。
And this truly praise and thank God.
真的感谢赞美神。
And I would like also to praise and thank God for all the brothers and sisters who've been praying for us.
那我要谢谢很多弟兄姐妹也为我们的带导。
Because for my family and I come to know Christ, it's truly a great blessing.
因为让我们的家人能够来相信神，真的是一个极大的恩典。So
for the next 2 days and a half, I would like to share with you transforming our lives.
所以在再来的两天半的时间，我想要来分享，就是来改变我们的人生。We
know as a chosen people of God.
提升我们的生命，我们知道神拣选了我们。We
cannot stay in status quo.
我们不能够只停留在某一个程度。Every
single day, we should be able to transform our lives.
每一天，我们都应该来有办法来改变我们的生活。This
means our faith should increase continually.
这就是我们的信仰要每一天的进步。Because
we know toward the end days.
因为我们知道末日的来的时候。It's
going to be very difficult for us to keep our faith.
我们要来保守我们的信仰是会变成很困难。Because
Satan's deception becomes stronger and stronger.
因为魔鬼的欺骗会越来越严重。So
our faith must also become stronger and stronger.
所以我们的信心信仰要越来越坚强。I
remember a couple of weeks ago.
我记得前几个礼拜。
It's a true seeker came to Pacifica Church to have fellowship with us.
有一个慕道者来 Pacifica 太平洋教会跟我们一起慕道。
On Wednesday night, we usually share for half an hour and then we pray for half an hour.
在星期三晚上我们会分享半个小时，然后祷告半个小时。
And during our prayer, the true seeker came up front to pray.
所以祷告的时候，慕道朋友来到前面祷告。
And as I was praying, I heard she spoke in tongue.
在祷告的时候，我就听到她讲灵言。
And for me, I was completely in shock.
当然我觉得很惊讶。
But I like, wow, this other church. You know, the other church denomination, that church do not belong to a church, they also speak in tongues.
我想说，其他的教会教派的人，他们也会说灵言。So
afterward, I just got up and lay hands.
所以我之后我就站起来帮他们按手祷告。Then
when I look at her closely,
但是我看她仔细的看她。
When I listen to her closely,
我仔细的听她。
Even though her tongue sounds so similar like our tongue,
虽然她的那个舌音好像跟我们的很像。
But it's different.
但是不一样。
But when she was praying, her eyes was like almost rolling out her head.
因为她在祷告的时候，她的眼睛好像就翻了眼。
So we can see that Satan's deception is very close to the reality, the things of reality.
所以我们看到魔鬼的计谋跟真正的真理真的有时候很相似。
And after one of the brothers asked her, wow, it must be so difficult for you to pray half an hour with us.
所以有的兄弟就问他说，那你要跟我们祷告半个小时真的是很困难。
She's like, no, I pray at home all the time, more than an hour.
他说没有，我在家常常祷告一个小时以上。
But you can see, right, the spirit she has is not the same spirit.
但是我们可以看出来，她得到的灵跟我们的灵不一样。
But if we're not careful, we can see we can get deceived very easy.
但是我们如果不小心的话，我们常常会被欺骗。
And the same thing when I go to Africa.
同样的，我到了非洲。
And during that time, I was a TTP student.
那时候我只是一个神学生。
So I was not too experienced with different spirits.
所以我对于其他的灵不是很熟悉。
So one time a true seer came for the fellowship.
有一次有一个朋友他来跟我们一起团契。
She also spoke in tongues.
这个女士也是会说灵言。
And I asked Pastor Kerr, I said, wow, she has the Holy Spirit.
所以我就问柯传道说，那是不是她也得圣灵了？
And he plainly said to me, no, she has evil spirit.
所以柯传道就说，没有，她是邪灵。
And I said, how can it be? She sounds so much like us.
我说怎么可能呢？她听起来就跟我们一样。
But the minute he walked towards her,
但因为她往她走的时候，
she fell back.
这个女士就往后倒。
And then she started to scream.
她就开始尖叫。
And we know she have evil spirit.
那我们就知道她是有邪灵。
And even one night we were praying.
有一晚我们祷告。
Of course, in Africa at night time it's really dark. You cannot see anything.
当然在非洲晚上祷告，晚上很暗，看不到什么。
So during time as we pray.
所以当我们祷告的时候，
this one a true seeker, she also spoke in tongues.
有一位慕道朋友，他也是会说方言。
But during that time, we cannot see anybody.
但是那时候我们看不出什么人。
But Pastor Kerr said that person has evil spirit.
但是柯传道说那个人有邪灵。
So for us, we must be able to discern the evil spirit and good and God's spirit.
所以我们要有办法来分辨什么是神的灵，什么是邪恶的灵。
So that's why on the end days can be very difficult.
所以在末日真的是很困难。
Because when Satan wants to deceive us, he's not going to use monopoly dollars, right? That you can tell very easy from fake and real.
因为撒旦要来欺骗我们，不会用假的钱好像我们在玩的钱。
But he's going to use something so real, almost to the thing, the real thing.
他会用好像类似几乎是真的一样来欺骗我们。
So that's why if our faith cannot increase to the end days.
所以如果我们的信心没有办法在末日进步的话。
That's why in the book of Revelation.
所以在启示录告诉我们。
God said that every saint must enter the holy of holies.
每一个信徒都要进入那至圣所。
Because the outside court are given to the Gentile to trample.
因为外院已经给了外邦人去践踏了。
So this means on the end days.
所以在末日的时候。
Because only the high priest can go into the holy of holies.
因为只有祭司大祭司才能够进去这至圣所。
Because of every single one of us.
因为我们每一个人。
We do not become the high priest.
我们如果不成为大祭司的话。
We cannot survive on the end days.
我们在末日没有办法生存。
Because the high priest always pray.
因为大祭司时常会祷告。
Not only for themselves, but also for their people.
不但为自己祷告，也为百姓祷告。
And the high priest always in front of God.
那大祭司常常要侍立在神面前。
And serving God on behalf of the people.
他们要为百姓来服侍神。
So that's why we need to transform our lives.
所以我们要来改变提升我们自己。
Let's in the book of Matthew.
我们来看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 1.
马太福音第五章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
And seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciple came to him.
耶稣看见许多人就上了山，既坐下，门徒就来到他。
So we know here in chapter 5 verse 1, this is when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke the Beatitudes.
所以这边第五章我们知道这是耶稣来谈论八福。
And during the time the Bible says, seeing the multitudes.
所以这边有许多的人。
Actually, many people, they want to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
真的很多人都要来认识主耶稣。
But very few people are willing to follow his way.
但是很少人愿意来跟从他。
Even though many people want to be close to him.
虽然很多人愿意来亲近他。
But only very few people can truly do what he say.
但是很少人能够遵守他所吩咐的。
Because when he went up to the mountain.
因为他上了山的时候。
And during that time, only his disciple went up with him.
那时候只有他的门徒跟从他。
And we know the rest of the multitude, maybe they did not go up with him.
那我想或许这些许多众人就没有再跟他
了。So we must be his true disciples.
所以我们真的要成为真门徒。
We must also go up to the mountain to be with him.
我们也要上到山上来跟他在一起。
Because if we truly go up to the mountain with him,
因为我们如果真的上到山上跟他在一起，
our life would be blessing upon blessing.
我们的生命就会福上加福。
Because if we go up to the mountain,
因为我们如果上了山上，
and then verse 2 said, then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
第二节他就开口教训他们说，
so we in the spiritual realm,
所以我们活在灵界里面的人。
Even though physical, we are sitting here in a physical church.
虽然肉体上我们是坐在这个物质的会堂里。
But in the spiritual realm, we are sitting in the heavenly kingdom.
但是在属灵里面，我们是坐在天堂里。
And we know that the angels are surrounding every single one of us.
我们也知道我们天使其实在我们每一个人的周围。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人。
Even though we have to live in the world.
虽然我们需要住在这个世界上。
We cannot be conformed to the things of this world.
我们不能被这个世界所影响。
But we must transform ourselves above the things of this world.
但是我们要把自己改变。
And only then we can truly understand God's will and God's way.
这样我们才能够真正的明白神的旨意。
So we can see during this time when Jesus opened his mouth.
所以这时候主耶稣开口教训。
And from verse 3 to verse 10,There's eight blessings.
从第三节到第十节谈到了八个福气。
And these blessings is upon blessings.
这个是福上加福。
But what happens if we don't go up to the mountain with him?
但是如果我们不上山跟从他呢?
No longer our life is full of blessings.
那我们的生活就不会有福气。
There's some blessing and there's some woes.
有时候会有福气，有时候会碰到患难。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 6.
看路加福音第六章。
Book of Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6 verse 17.
路加福音六章十七。
Verse 17. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of his people from Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases.
Okay. 耶稣和他们一起下山站在一块平地上同站的有许多门徒又有许多百姓从犹大全地和耶路撒冷并推罗西顿的海边来都要听他讲道又指望医治他们的病
So we can see in the book of Matthew Jesus went up to the mountain
所以我们看马太福音主耶稣是上了山上
And those who went up to the mountain received blessing upon blessing
那些上了山上的人得到了福气又有福气
But when he came down with them on a level place
但是当他下山了在一个平地上
And during that time there's many other people there
那时候同时有许多的门徒
Not only his disciples
不但门徒而已
But also great multitude of people from Judea and Jerusalem
又有许多的百姓从犹大和耶路撒冷
And from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon
还有从推罗西顿
Who came not only to hear him also to be healed of their diseases
他们来要听到但是又要得到医治
And then when we read verse 20 to verse 26
那如果读二十节到二十六节
Verse 20 and 22 there's four blessings
然后二十节这边讲到四个福气
But 24 and 26 there's four woes
那二十四节以下就讲到四个祸患
Why? Because during this time our Lord Jesus Christ came down from the mountain
因为这个时候主耶稣从山上下来了
So that's why for every single one of us
所以我们每一个人
Our life should be full of blessing
我们的生活应该是充满福气的
Blessing upon blessing
应该是福上加福的
Because it's the promise from our Lord Jesus Christ
因为这个是神耶稣应许给我们的
But sometimes our life is also full of woes
但是有时候我们的生活也有祸患
Because sometimes we do not go up all the way to the mountain
因为有时候我们没有完全的上到山上
Just like Moses when he go up to the mountain
就像摩西当他登到山上的时候
During that time there's over 2 million people
那时候他山下有200万的人
Only Moses went up to the mountain
但是只有摩西一人上到山上
So this means very few of us can live a life truly full of blessings
所以这样看起来很少人我们的生命能够充满福气
But it doesn't mean it's impossible
但是不等于就是不可能
Especially toward the end days
尤其在末日的时候
Every single one of us must become perfect just like our Heavenly Father is perfect
我们每一个人都要完全就像我们天父完全一样
And just like John, James and Peter
就像彼得、雅各和约翰
When they went up to the mountain
当他们上到山上的时候
They saw the glory of God
他们看到了神的荣耀
Because they saw Jesus transform right in front of them
因为他们看到耶稣改变了就在他们眼前
And during that time they feel so fulfilled
那时候他们觉得好满足
That's why Peter asked our Lord Jesus
那时候彼得才会问耶稣
So we built three tabernacles
我们可不可以在这边搭三个帐篷
One for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for you
一个给以利亚一个给摩西一个给你
We know on other top of the mountain there's nothing there
我们知道在山上没有什么
Why did Peter want to stay up there?
为什么彼得要留在山上
So when Peter requested to make only three tabernacles
那所以当彼得说要搭这三个帐篷
This means Peter, John and James they must have to sleep outside
就等于彼得、雅各、约翰他们是要睡在外面
But even sleep outside to be Behold, the glory of Jesus is enough.
但是睡在外面能够来看神的荣耀也是满足了。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人。
God has blessed us with many things.
神祝福我们很多的事情。
And every single one of us live a very comfortable life.
我们每一个人也活着很舒适的生活。
Every day we can eat 3-5 meals a day.
我们每一个人每一天能够吃3到5餐。
And we almost can choose any kind of food we want to eat.
我们可以选择要吃什么种的食物。
But the most important thing is.
但是最重要的是。
Are we satisfied with life?
我们在生命有满足吗？
Are we fulfilled with the love of Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有被神的爱充满吗？
Because on the end of our lives,
因为在我们生命的末了，
the only thing that matters is our relationship with God.
一个最重要的就是我们跟神的关系。
Of course, to be blessed with material things.
当我们被神在物质上祝福，
it's a great blessing from God.
这个是神大的福气。
But at the same time, we also should be blessed with the spiritual things.
但同时，我们应该在属灵上得到福气。
It's also a blessing from God.
因为那也是神的福气。
But if we have both, it's also a great blessing.
但是我们如果有两方面，这就是神的大福气。
So let's go back to Matthew.
所以我们回来看马太福音。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
第五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
第五章第三节。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for thee is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。五章三节。
And also verse 10.
第十节。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for thee is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So you can see the beginning of this blessing is the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们可以看到，祝福的开始是天国。
And the end of this blessing is also the kingdom of heaven.
那在福气的末了也是天国。
So what does this mean for us?
所以这告诉我们什么？
We know the kingdom of heaven is in 3 places.
我们知道天国是在三个地方。
It's inside the church.
是在教会里。
It's inside our hearts.
是在我们的心里。
And also in the heavenly kingdom.
当然也是在天国里。
So this means our whole life should be full of blessing.
所以告诉我们我们一生都应该是充满福气。
When we come to church.
当我们来到教会，
Do we truly feel that the heavenly kingdom is inside our heart?
我们真正有感觉到神的天国在我们心里吗？
Do we feel love inside our heart?
我们有在里面感觉到爱吗？
Do we feel peace and joy inside our heart?
我们有感觉到平安和喜乐吗？
Because in the heavenly kingdom,
因为在天国里，
there's no sorrow,
那边没有哀痛，
there's no death.
也没有死亡，
There's no more pain.
也没有痛苦。
So this kingdom also should exist inside heart as we come to worship God.
所以这个天国应该也是存在我们心里，当我们来敬拜神的时候。
But in verse 3,
三节告诉我们，
Say blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
So how many of us truly feel that we are poor in spirit?
我们哪一个人感觉说我们真的是虚心的人？
Because this is very important.
因为这是很重要的。
If we feel that we are poor in spirit,
如果我们感觉我们有缺欠，
This means we always strive to increase our faith.
我们就会来要追求在信仰上进步。
But if we feel that we are already rich in spirit,
但是我们感觉已经充足了，
This means to ourselves we feel we have no more room to grow.
我们感觉就没有地方我们可以继续在成长。
You can see Tiger Woods is the best golf player in the whole world.
我们看这个 Tiger Woods， 他是世界上最好的高尔夫球手。
Even though he's the best, but he still want to be better.
虽然他是已经最好了，但是他要更好。
So that's why he hired a coach to teach him even to be better.
所以他请了一个再来教他打球的人。
So when he hired a coach, people cannot believe it.
所以当他请了那个人，人家没有办法相信。
How can this number one player in the whole world hire someone to teach him?
他已经是世界上第一的人，为什么还要请别人来教他？
Why? Because he never want to stay number one, just like what he knows now, but he want to be better and continue to stay number one.
因为他不但要留在第一，不但这样，他还要继续进步，所以能够继续在第一。
Just like Michael Jordan.
就像Michael Jordan.
When he was at his prime.
当他在他最好的、最厉害的时候。
For sure, he was the best player of all time.
有时候看到他真的是最好的球员。
But every single morning.
但是每一天早上。
He would get up 5 o'clock in the morning.
他五点就会起来。
And shoot 1,000, 2,000 free throws.
他会丢1000到2000个投篮。
Even though he's the best.
虽然他已经最好了。
But he's not satisfied with that.
但是他并不满足。
He want to be better.
他还要更好。
Because he knows someday someone else can be as good as he is.
因为他知道有一天有一个人会比他跟他一样。
If he's only stay the way he is, then someone will catch up to him.
因为他如果留在他同样那个地步，有人总是会追上他。
So the same thing with our faith.
说同样的，我们信仰也是一样。
Just like the Israelites.
就像以色列人。
You can see the Israelites when their life is so comfortable.
我们看到以色列人他的生活很舒适的时候。
But meanwhile, their faith is sliding backward.
可以看到他们的信仰就开始往下走。
But they do not realize it.
但他们不没有认识这个。
Why did you not realize it?
为什么他们不知道呢？
Because they never truly go up to the mountain.
因为他们没有真正的上到山上。
Let's turn the book of Revelation.
我们来看启示录。
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Actually, Revelation chapter 3.
啊，启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Verse
17.
Start from verse 16.
从16节开始。
So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, will vomit you out of my mouth. Verse 17.
17节。
Because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Verse 18.
18节。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and with garments, white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Verse
19.
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Verse 20.
20节.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. So we can see that during this time, God written to the church of Laodicea.
所以这时候、神写信给老底家教会。
We know the Laodicean, they are lukewarm.
老底家教会他们是不冷不热的人。
So this means they are neither cold nor hot.
所以他们不冷也不热。
But God said, if you neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
所以神说，你若不冷不热，我就把你从口中吐出去。
Because God want them rather be cold or hot.
因为神要他冷或是热。
Why are they lukewarm?
为什么他们是温水？
Because they say they are rich.
因为他们富足了。
They say they have become wealthy.
他们认为他们发财了。
But they say to themselves they have need nothing.
他们说他们一样都不缺。
But they do not know how wretched they are.
但是他们不知道他们是多么可怜的。
How miserable they are.
多么困苦可怜。
And how poor, how blind, how naked they are.
多么贫穷、瞎眼和赤身。
So for us, we cannot be like this.
我们不能像他们一样。
You can see nowadays a church in the United States.
我们可以看到在美国的教会里。
Many churches we are lukewarm.
很多的教会都是温的教会。
This means when we come to church,
就是代表当我们来教会。
We feel neither hot nor cold.
我们不感觉热，也不感觉冷。
We feel like every single week, this day in and day out is exactly the same thing.
我们感觉每一天都一样。
If that is the case,
如果这是我们的情况,
we need to truly repent to God.
我们需要向神悔改,
and ask him,
来问, 请问他,
to increase in our faith.
请求他来加添我们的信心。
So why sometimes we feel the way we feel?
所以我有时候为什么感觉我们所感觉的呢?
Because a lot of time we do not go up to the mountain.
因为很多时候我们没有上到山上。
Just like all the churches here in the book of Revelation.
就像这些很多在启示录的教会。
If you read chapter 2 verse 7.
如果读第二章第七节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
第二章第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵说，有凡耳听的就当听。
Read verse chapter 2 verse 11.
第十一节，第二章十一节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say.
圣灵像众教会所说的，凡有耳的就当听。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
第十七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say.
圣灵像众教会所说的，凡有耳听的就当听。
Chapter 2 verse 29.
第二十九节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say.
有圣灵像教会所说话，凡有的。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章第六节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当听。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
第十三节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有的就当听。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
第二十二节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就当听。
So what does this mean?
这告诉我们什么?
This means if we fill with the Spirit of God,
当我们被圣灵充满的时候,
we truly will know the status of our spirituality.
我们就能够知道我们灵性的阶段。
Just like in the book of Ezekiel.
就像在以西结书。
During the time when Ezekiel was in the Spirit of the Lord.
以西结那时候是在神的圣灵里。
And God took him to the valley full of dry bones.
神把他带到一个充满尸骨的这个山谷里。
And the reason he saw this beauty, saw this dry bone, because he was in the Spirit of the Lord.
他有办法看到都是尸骨，因为他在属灵的世界里。
And these dry bones are the chosen people of God.
这些尸骨就是神所拣选的百姓。
Because during that time they commit great idolatry against God.
因为那时候他们犯了大罪，他们拜偶像。
So because of this, they feel like God is no longer with them.
所以他们不感觉神在跟他们同在。
They feel like God have cut them off.
他们感觉神跟他们断绝了。
Because they were dry bones.
因为他们 们都是尸骨。
So for us, if we're in the spirit of the Lord,
所以我们如果在神的灵里面，
we will truly know how poor we are.
我们就能够知道我们多么的贫穷。
And how wretched we are as a chosen people of God.
那我们多么的困苦啊！是虽然是神所拣选的人。
Because according to the Bible,
因为圣经告诉我们
，this later rain should be so more powerful than the former rain.
啊，这个晚雨应该比早雨啊，要来的强。
And this later temple should be more glorious than the former temple.
那以后的圣殿应该比先前的圣殿更荣耀。
We are the later rain.
我们是晚雨。
We are the later temple.
我们是后来的圣殿。
So every single one of us should be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们每一个人都应该被神的圣灵充满。
And why sometimes do we become lukewarm?
那为什么有时候我们变成好像温水一样
？If we use the Book of Revelation, the churches in the Book of Revelation as example.
如果我们用启示录教会来做提醒的话，
We know in chapter 2 this is a church in emphasis.
我们知道第二章这边讲到以弗所教会。
The church in emphasis they have left their first love.
以弗所教会他们离弃了他起初的爱心。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人。
Do we still have a first love?
我们还有我们起初的爱心吗？
Just think and reflect.
我们要思考一下。
Do we truly love our Lord Jesus Christ when we first came to know him?
我们真的很爱我们的耶稣，当我们第一次首先来相信他的时候，
we truly have kind of zeal to serve him.
我们有那侍奉他的热忱。
So we don't have the first love.
所以我们在没有起初的爱心。
And of course we become lukewarm.
我们就变成温水了。
Just like in a relationship between wife and husband.
就像我们跟夫妻互相的关系。
For sure when you first fall in love.
有时候刚开始我们刚互相相爱的时候，
you do many things for one another.
我们为互相做了很多的事情。
Because you truly love one another.
因为真的我们很爱对方。
But after we marry for a while.
但是我们结婚了一阵子。
We become lukewarm.
我们就像温水了。
This means we are married or not married seems no matter.
就好像有结婚还是没有结婚都一样。
If we don't see our wife or our husband for 2-3 days, it doesn't matter.
我们如果没有看到我们的妻子还是丈夫两三天也没有关系。
If this is the case, it means we have left our first love.
如果是这样子的话，我们就离弃了起初的爱心。
So just like our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟耶稣的关系也是一样。
If we go one day without reading and praying to him.
如果我们有一天没有祷告，没有读经，
this means we have first lost our first love.
我们也就是没有起初的爱心了。
It cannot be like this.
我们不能像这样子。
If we have left our first love,
如果我们离弃了起初的爱心，
for sure our faith will become lukewarm.
我们信仰一定会变成像温水
一样。But what happens when we become lukewarm?
那我们变成温水的时候怎么办呢？
And then we become just like the children of Pergamos.
我们就会变成别加摩教会一样。
That is chapter 2 verse 12.
从第二章十二节。
They become a compromising church.
他们变成一个妥协的教会。
If we become lukewarm.
就变成一个温水的教会。
This means it's so easy for us to compromise the things of this world.
就让我们好像跟世界都能够妥协一样。
Just like nowadays.
就像现在。
Many people do not want to say that we are the only safe church.
很多人不愿意说我们是唯一得救的教会。
And we don't even believe that no longer we need to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, have foot washing to be saved.
我们也不相信我们一定要受洗得圣灵，然后还要洗脚礼才能够得救。
And when we go to evangelize,
那我们去传福音的时候，
and even during evangelical night,
还是在我们在布道会的时候，
some member request not to pray in the Holy Spirit.
有人会邀请说不要用圣灵来祷告。
Why? Because we are afraid we're going to scare other people away.
为什么呢？有人怕说会让别人会给别人吓跑。
How can it be like this?
我们怎么能够这样呢？
If we ourselves have the Spirit of God that lives in us,
如果我们自己里面有神的灵住在里，
and we do not have the faith that the Spirit of God have this great power,
我们一定要相信神的灵有这个能力。
How can we expect God to bring other people to our church?
我们如果不相信，怎么能够带领人家来相信呢？
Left our first love.
所以我们离弃了起初的爱心。
We become lukewarm.
我们变成温水了。
If we become lukewarm, it's easy for us to compromise.
我们如果不冷不热，就很容易妥协。
And if we compromise to the things of this world,
那我们如果跟世界上妥协，
then we just like the church in Thyatira.
那我们就像推雅推罗教会。
We become corrupt.
我们就会退步。
This means different doctrine will come to our church.
就是不同的教训会进入我们教会。
And then we become corrupt.
我们就会信仰会退步。
And what happened will become corrupt.
当我们信仰改变的时候呢？
We become a church just like in Sardis.
就像撒迪教会。
We become the dead church.
我们就像一个死的教会。
But we should not be like this.
但是我们不可以这样子。
A dead church cannot glorify the name of God.
因为那个教会没有办法来荣耀神。
A dead church cannot enter the kingdom of God.
一个死的教会没有办法进入神的国。
So for us,
所以我们
每一个人， we must be a church.
我们需要成为一个教会。
Just like in Smyrna.
就像在士美乃教会。
We want to keep the word of God.
我们要来遵守神的道理。
So because we want to keep the word of God, we will be persecuted.
我们遵守神的话，这样我们会受到逼迫。
And when we become persecuted,
当我们受到逼迫的时候
，then we become the church just like in Philadelphia.
我们就会像成菲拉铁菲教会。
We become a faithful church.
我们成为一个有信心的教会。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人。
If we have left our first love.
如果我们离弃了起初的爱心。
We must return and go back to God.
我们需要回转回归回神。
And repent to God and ask Him to give our zeal, give back our zeal.
我们要悔改求神赐给我们我们起初的那种热忱。
So we do not become lukewarm.
所以我们才不会变成不冷不热。
So we do not become compromised.
所以我们才不会来妥协。
So do not become a corrupt church.
所以我们才不会变成退步的教会。
So do not become a dead church.
来不会变成死的教会。
But rather we need to steadfast.
但是我们要持续我们的信仰。
And hold on to the word of God.
来持守神的话。
And so become a faithful believer of God.
成为一个有信心遵守神话的信徒。
But the only way for us to do this.
那我们唯一能够这样做的
we must go up to the mountain.
的办法就是要来上到山上。
So we can hear what the Spirit of God say to us.
我们才能够听到神圣灵要告诉我们的话。
Since I've been in Christ for 10 years.
但我已经相信了主十年了。
And for sure that church has been beaten up by Satan.
我想我们的教会真的是被魔鬼所攻击。
Nowadays, so difficult to preach the gospel to others.
现在很难很困难的能够向别人传福音。
And the reason for this.
那为什么的原因是什么
？Of course, people's heart in the world is more complicated.
因为这个世界上的人的心已经比较困，
this,
比较复杂。
Because we ourselves not filled with the Spirit of God.
那另外一个原因也是因为我们没有被神的灵充满。
Because if we do not believe what we preach,
因为我们如果不相信我们自己所传的道，
we would not have the Spirit of God inside of us.
我们就没有神的灵会住在我们里面。
Of course, it seems like all the other churches.
但是看起来像其他的教会一样。
They always have thousands of members that go to their church.
他们有上千的人会去参加他们的聚会。
But our church since 1972.
但是我们的教会从1972年
Not too many people have come to know Jesus.
没有很多人来相信主耶稣。
But this is biblical.
但是这是按照圣经的。
Why? Because the narrow gate, very few people will find it.
为什么呢？因为是窄的门，也很少人会找到。
And on the end day, very few will be saved.
在末日也很少人会得救。
That is including the chosen people of God.
这个也是谈到这些被拣选的人。
So those who do not know God.
所以那些不认识神的人。
And those who do not obey the gospel of God.
那些不遵守神的人。
They have no chance at all to be saved.
他们没有办法得救。
But with us.
但是我们。
The judgment will start with us.
审判会从我们开始。
Even though we are righteous.
所以我们是有义的人。
We are scarcely saved according to the Bible.
我们也是仅仅得救而已。
So that's why every single day.
所以每一天。
We should be continually to uplift our faith.
我们要一直来提升我们的信仰。
And to be filled with the love of God.
我们要被神的爱所充满。
So we can love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength.
所以我们能够尽心尽力尽力爱我们的神。
And to love one another.
也来爱别人像自己一样。
Just like God commands us to love.
就像神吩咐我们要这样子做。
Because if we cannot do these two things,
如果我们没有办法这样做,
then truly that life is not worth living for.
那真的我们的生命不值得活下去。
That's why every single day,
所以每一天,
we should feel that we are poor in spirit.
我们都需要感觉我们有缺欠, 我们是虚心的人。
So we can go up to the mountain.
所以我们有能够办法上到山上。
And so God can teach us,
能够让神来亲自教导我们。
How to be filled with the spirit.
我们怎么样被神的灵所充满。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
我们来默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
It's a hymn for 10 minutes.
让我们休息，等一下唱诗。